Blog Talk Radio.
This is Big O, man, the founder member of No Limits, the Real Untouchable, a.k.a. DRU, and you listen to the G-Loop Show.
Are y'all ready? I don't think you're ready. I'm going to let Gerald LeVert talk to you. We're going to come right back and get this party started. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies.
Baby, I'm ready to give you all of my love.
Yo, what's up? This is Chuck John. I'm here with Queen and G Lou on the G Lou Show.
Yeah. Hey, check it out. We are back. Welcome to OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. I am your host with the most, Mr. G. Lou. I'll be joined with my co-host, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean. Thanks to the gangster in a minute. But let me give a shout out to our sponsors for the evening. BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate, 93.3 Tweed FM-ism, every Thursday night, the After Six Cruise Mix. D.D. Harrison, author, publisher, producer, and the G. Lou Show YouTube channel. Make sure you tap in. And once again, this is OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. And right now, it's just me and Cousin Marcy. Cousin Marcy, good evening.
Yay. What's up, fam? What's up? Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We are back, Cousin Marcy, in
nice.
The building. Hallelujah. How are you today,
What's
Mr. G. Lou? What's going on, fam?
I'm good. I'm good. All love. How you doing today?
Good. No coffee, but I'm energized. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Need to kick the show off with? Any news? Any updates? Anything before
you know
we start
what
the show?
Yeah, I had to back up out the Negro section for a second, and I looked down at the computer on a date, and I said, Lord, my oldest daughter, she's going to have a birthday tomorrow morning. So happy birthday, Kiki Graham, okay, the big 2-4. I'm so proud of this young lady. She just,
wow.
Oh, my gosh, she's just an inspiration. So I'm just thanking to everyone that supports her. My other daughters, my nephew with the candle business, she just deserves everything. She's just making moves in life, and you know she had a little they had a celebration for her at her job because she's gonna be transferring stores to pursue her management career with the company. So I'm just so proud of you, Kiki.
Wow.
So I'm gonna make her listen to this when we get done. Yep. So God is good. Yep. Hallelujah.
Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Happy birthday, Kiera. Much love and respect.
Thank you.
Have a blast.
Yes. I'm telling her, make a candle. Make a special birthday candle for yourself, girl.
That
or
part.
Teach mama. Yep. But other than that, I don't know. It's been kind of quiet on the set. I think it was All-Star weekend this weekend.
Yeah, that game's on now. The All-Star game.
It's
halftime
game,
right now. The All-Star. Yep. Out to the All-Stars down in Utah.
Didn't get too much hype about that. I didn't really notice any too much hype, even with, you know, people making fun of the groupie chicks and all that. So, yeah, it's just been pretty quiet on the set. I mean, I ain't got no good arguments to talk about in the Negro section, but I'm going to find some. Let's see. Oh, somebody bombed Blueface's restaurant, bombed it all out. I'm not going to say it was Chris Brown, but, yeah, that was kind of odd.
I didn't know he had a restaurant.
Yeah, he had a fish market. I believe it was in the Antelope Valley, either Lancaster or Palm. Might have been Santa Clarita, somewhere out that way. But, yeah, I saw some pictures of that foolishness. And let's see. Yeah, I got nothing.
It's all
got
good.
Got music on my mind, okay?
It's all good. We're going to kick it off. Shout out to everyone out there tuning in, listening, wherever you are across the world, across the land, from the land to Japan. It's OG Sunday, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies. Call in 914-803-4001. You got a request, or if you just want to say hi. All right.
That's right.
OG Sundays. Let's take a ride.
Let's go.
I made a promise.
Hey, man, all I want to do is say hello to the world, man. Y'all tune in every Sunday to the G-Lou Show, and you get your real, raw, and uncut, you know, conversations, you know, debates, you know what I'm saying, the answers, solutions, you know what I'm saying. You don't get no problems coming on this show here, man. You know, I want to say to everybody in the world, it's cold outside, like what you said, man, but it's a cold world we live in, you know what I'm saying, like we always have said. But, man, let's keep it warm. Let's keep it good heart. Let's get humble. Let's start doing things we used to do today, man. Let's make the presence and all my past, man. All this is a memory, you know what I'm saying? The memories do last today. Today we want to live each and every day the same way we did yesterday. Today, man, all I'm going to say is peace, love, and the words of God could need us. We got a soul.
Yeah, yeah, and we back like that. G Lil, cousin Marcy with me, and Marcy, I think the OGs just pulled up.
Yay, that's what I'm talking about. The
man,
OGs
what,
is in that
what it look like. What it look like,
yeah,
G Lil?
Yeah.
What's happening, cousin Marcy?
Thanks for the game. What you did?
I hear my queen back there. Hey, fam. Hi, Mr. Hankster. How are you? Happy
I'm
Sunday.
Good. I'm good. Happy Sunday to you. What's up,
Queen
G? What it do?
What's happening, y'all?
What up, Queen G? Hanks for the gangster salute. The queen is here.
Man,
I said the OG
queen.
Pulled up.
I see. Queen, what's happening, Queen?
It's good to hear your voice, bro. For
man,
real, though.
Yeah, man, it's 2023, man. Nigga, back. We back. Where we doing it at? Yeah.
It's
that's
good
right.
to hear everyone's voice, Lux. How's everyone doing? Everybody good? Cool?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
We better Thank now. You. We better now. Queen, you missed it, but I'm gonna say it again. I'm going to say it the whole thing. Happy birthday, Kiki. Your girl is turning 24 tomorrow.
Oh,
oh my God.
I know it's tomorrow. Yeah, her and my sister's here the same birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Happy birthday.
It snuck up on me, like when I went to go have her. I was like, oh, I think I'm having the baby now. Okay.
Girl, wait till that 30 mark sneak up on you. At 25,
oh
you're ready to hit you.
Oh, Lord.
What a blessing, though. What a blessing.
Yes. I'm so proud of her.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
How
was
that y'all know what just happened
today,
to
Hank?
Me?
What happened?
What just happened?
Okay. And I know I was tardy for the party, but I laid down. It was 9:45. I said, I'm just going to lay here for a few minutes. And then, damn, I woke up. I felt like I did when I had to go work early morning shift. I got all discombobulated. I'm looking around, and I was like, oh, where's my headphones? Where's my pen? Where's my phone? But I'm
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
Hey,
20-minute nap.
Hey, that's when you know you're getting old, when sleep just sneak up on your ass like that. Bam.
Man. But, bro, and you feel like you're sleeping real good, and you wake up like you're going to get your behind whooped for not going to work.
Right, for being late. You only been sleep 27 minutes. You only been sleep 27 minutes. You thought you'd sleep all day.
That part right there. And I was like, oh, shit. I just set the alarm. I'm like, I'll be all right. I ain't gonna fall asleep. I'm gonna be up until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you're a big girl. You thinking you're a big girl? Shit.
Wow.
Hey, that old
wow.
be wearing nigga out. That old wearing nigga
it
out.
Now, when you can sleep, when you fall asleep like that sitting up, I used to wonder, how the old folks, they just sit there, or babies, like they go to, when they hit you, you better shut your eyes. Lord.
I hate falling asleep sitting up because I always wake up with a crick in my neck. That motherfucker be fucked up. I'm like, man, God damn, got me again.
Yeah.
Your neck got to go somewhere. You sitting up, that motherfucker go down. Bam, your ass be fucked up when you wake up. You're like, man, how the fuck I fall asleep like that?
Oh, my. Yeah, right. It's like, it'd be some good sleep. I guess it's what they call a power nap, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what they call it. Oh, I guess that's
when
what they call
it. When it come.
It really come when it be cold
ain't nothing
outside.
You can do
when it be
about
real
it.
cold.
when it be cold outside, then you throw that throw that little blanket over you. Say, I'm just gonna be here for a minute. I ain't gonna shit. That motherfucker knock your dick in the dirt. Bam.
That's exactly what happened.
You be lost in the sauce. You be lost in the sauce.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, you have a dream at everything. Kiki said thank you, everybody. She just told me to tell y'all thank you. So thank you.
Oh, happy birthday, Kiki. Some happy birthday.
24 years old. You said she's 24?
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
thank you.
She just getting started. Oh, she just getting started.
Yes.
She's such a, she's going to be very successful.
Yeah.
She's a manager of the family.
I got a dedication from Kiki.
You do, Queen.
So whenever, if you can find it, G. Lou, which I'm sure you probably will, but I want to dedicate Michael Jackson maybe tomorrow.
Ooh.
Okay. Here it is.
I'm going to drag her in here when I play, too. She about to make some sushi. Oh, that's enough about me, y'all. I ain't taking up all the time. I'm not going to take up all the time.
Yeah, she is.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. It's a blessing, cousin. It truly is a blessing when you can watch your children grow and to get in their 20s, especially nowadays, and be prosperous, you know. So it's a blessing.
Yeah.
We got a caller, y'all. Let me go to the phone line.
Oh, we got a caller. Caller.
Caller, hello.
What's
hello. Hey, G. Lou. Hey, baby. Hey, Queen.
Hey.
Hey, Queen.
Hey. Hi.
Sound like Miss Norman.
Hi.
Hey.
Baby, cousin Marcy on here, too. You forgot about cousin Marcy.
I was going to say, I don't know who the other cousin is.
Hi, Queen.
Hi, cousin Marcy.
I almost called you baby. I said, I better not do that. Hey, baby.
Listen, so I was hoping he got on here tonight because I wanted to dedicate something really special to him. Because I know, I see a lot of people, hey, G. Lou and Queen, I see a lot of people on Facebook, they always talk about, especially Valentine's Day, how good it is to be single, blah, blah, blah. And I always make a comment. I don't know about you guys, but single is good, yes, but I'm so happily married. I am so happily married. I just can't believe it. And then he's my strength. Okay. He's my everything. He's my everything because when I'm feeling down, he's always lifting me up. He loves my mom. We take care of my mom. I don't know. I look at him and I still get butterflies, so... I wanted to dedicate something really special to Hank tonight, and it is you make me feel brand new.
Oh, wow. Shit. G-Lou.
Yes.
I'll see y'all next week, G-Lou. I'll holler at y'all next week. I'm going to
be
there.
I was wondering how you were going to be gone.
I'm finna go up in there.
Okay.
I'm finna go G-Lou, up in there.
If you ever have a relationship, segment on your show, you really need to put me and Hank on it because we have been through some stuff and we've gotten over it and we are so, the home is so peaceful with him here. It's peaceful. And it's a blessing. Like cousin Marcy was saying, it's when you get a certain age, we have, our kids are grown. My oldest daughter, our only oldest daughter, is 46 years old. So we really are blessed, and we're alone, and it's just good. And going out with, when we go out together, it's fun. When we're at home, it's fun. It's just fun. And that's not about saying it's perfect, but it's the best that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Talk that shit, baby. I'm going to look out for you tonight.
Baby, I'm being serious. Stop.
I'm sorry, baby.
He is too. He's being very serious.
You motherfucking right.
He's talking
good about me in front of the whole world. The whole world be on a G. Lou show, baby. He's talking good about me.
And we're talking about what we've been through in the weekend now. And really dedicated to church. And, it's just a lot going on. And my birthday's coming up, and I feel blessed, too.
Yeah.
And you know what else? Because we do, or, you know, some of us do know you all's story, it's ordained. is you guys came back. You know what I'm saying? You guys came back into each other's lives. You know what I'm saying?
Three times.
We couldn't have did this. We couldn't have did this without him. We couldn't have did this without him.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely.
You're right.
So soulmates, just soulmates.
You're
know what's the saying? Queen Norman, what's the saying? If it's meant to be, it's going to be. But it's another saying.
That's right.
Something about a bird fly away from the cage and comes back.
Oh, if a bird leaves you and come back, it was meant to be yours.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I knew you would know.
Like that.
I knew you would know, my queen sister.
You know, they're talking that shit over there. Yeah, they're talking that shit.
That's some seasoned women. Seasoned women.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, say that again.
That's right. That's what you do.
So I want to dedicate. You make me feel brand new. And I heard it the other day, and I said, "Ooh, next time I get on G. Lou show, I'm going to have to dedicate because the words are expressing exactly how I feel about him."
Well, there it is.
Well,
I'm
going to
make
Norman,
you feel brand new in a little bit,
Miss Norman.
No.
Yes.
Check this out.
I'm going to make you feel brand new.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
Love you,
guys. Welcome.
Enjoy. We'll stand behind you right now. Just stand behind it. Don't stand behind it.
My love, I'll never find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again. Only you.
Like notes to Okay, thanks, Lost. Okay, I have a dedication. I'm going to go way back because it reminds me of my siblings. And
that's
we
right.
used to always be in the backyard with my older cousins, and they would always say Odie. That's why I love you, Odie. Right on. So I appreciate you, King. And I'm going to keep riding with you until midnight, so I'll be on the line. I might chime back in.
Okay.
It's all
okay.
good. Enjoy your evening, sweetheart. Let's take a ride.
Take a ride.
Ride.
That's what he said.
I know a lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. I don't know when the last time that I told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have. Talking about a 50-50
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree?
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweetie, and I'm chilling with the GBU show.
OG Sunday, Cyber Snow Rider, OG. Hey, hey, to the gangster, how was church today, big homie?
Come on, man, you already know, man. Pastor was talking about relationships, and he was talking about parenting, right? And and the first thing he said, you know what happens? Sometimes you have, you know, you always had like a little bad kid. They say how bad he is, and he's bad. That's usually because of bad parenting. You know what I'm saying? When a parent's not doing good. Or when it's somebody ain't around, like you know what I mean? That's usually how that happens. So it's all about parenting, and God created parenting when he created the marriage. So he already knew. It's just like how God is to us, the father. You know what I'm saying? The father's supposed to be the head of the household. He's supposed to do twice as much as the wife do. He's supposed to live twice as much as she do. And that's just how it's created, man. You dig what I'm saying? And so, Pastor, man, he stepped right on my toes today, man. You dig what I'm saying? Everybody was pulling and eyeing up in there. So, yeah, he came with it. Came with it, man. Parenting is one of the most important things in life, man. Parenting.
Right.
Yeah.
Preach, preach. Deacon, yeah, that, Deacon yeah, Norman, y'all. I just thought we had to get an update on church today. Go ahead, Queen.
Yes, sir, man. I pay attention, man. I'll be up in there listening. I don't just be up in there. Look, and I'll be up in there paying attention, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was just saying that it definitely is a blessing to be a parent, and parenting is such a hard job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some may say it's only as hard as you allow it to be. No, it's a hard job. You can only do the best. And the thing is, and I speak from my own experience, I was a young parent. I was 22 years old with three children.
Come on, man.
You know,
come on, man. You hadn't even been through nothing yet. So
there's no manual.
There ain't no manual.
Absolutely. There's no manual. You know what I'm saying? You just have to go on some common sense things, or you got to go back to, well, when I was a kid, or mama did this, or remember what your older sisters did, you know, or grandmother, and...
You said you was young at 22. Come on, man. I had a child at 15. Nigga, I was a baby with a baby. I didn't know shit. I was playing Barbie dolls with my daughter. I'm like, look how pretty blue hair. I didn't know shit. You know what I mean? I was treating her like a Barbie doll and shit. So,
especially when you're a young parent like that, a teenager. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so.
You can't teach nobody nothing when you ain't never been through it. And the only experience you got is looking at your parents and then how they treated you. That's usually how you dig what I'm saying? That's usually how it's gonna go. If your parents slapped you, then you probably gonna slap your kid. If you was getting you dig what I'm saying? If you was getting talked down to. When you was young, when you was a baby, you probably gonna talk down to your kid, and it goes just the opposite way. If you was getting lifted up, you probably gonna lift up your kid. If you was being praised, you could probably praise your kid. So it go both ways, man. It's just parenting. This how it goes, and everybody ain't suited for it.
And listen, and it goes deeper than that. When you seen them struggle making a stretch for a meal, you remember how to make a stretch for a meal.
Mama made sure it was the most important thing, and that was to take what she knew and to pass that along to another young mother.
Absolutely.
Two kids at 24. So yes, Queen, you are the example. You're a prime example. We're thankful for you.
Yes, we are.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, we are.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm humbled. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yes. So with that being said, that was a great word that your pastor gave today.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He told, man. He told. That's why I'm there. I ain't no follower. I don't do following. I listen to God and I go. But when I find somebody that's a teacher and teaching me at my age, come on,
yeah,
man. I got to ride with you. That's why I wish you, man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Shout out to
the Most High.
Praises to the Most High. Hey, check it out. We got another caller want to join in the conversation. Caller, hello.
Come on.
Hey, what's up with it? How y'all living out
right now?
Hey.
What up, homie? DJ Maniac.
Maniac. What's up, Maniac? What's the deal?
I'm good. I can't complain.
Happy New Year, bro. Happy 2023, man. It's your year.
Happy New Year.
It's your year, baby.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's
Queen Jean, Queen Marcy, and King G. Lou.
Yeah.
And King DJ Maniac come up with the bad tracks.
On the beat for the street.
The beat for the street, huh? DJ Maniac.
Yeah. R&B theater is sounding so good so far.
Oh, yeah. It's sounding real good so far. Keep dropping them gems. Keep sharing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
I might
so,
want
yeah,
to
tonight.
Oh, no, I'm off tonight.
You might want G-Lou what?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you might want G-Lou to do what?
Oh, I might want G-Lou on the tape when I'm done with the R&B theater.
Oh, yeah, it's
okay.
All good, brother. You already know. Whatever you need.
Let's go. Yeah, he got you.
Yep.
That's all good.
So, any shout-outs you want to give, Maniac?
Oh, most definitely. Shout-out to y'all, of course. I love this show. This show is amazing to me. I love coming here every day.
Appreciate you, brother. Maniac.
Most definitely.
Shout-out
to Trey Baby, of course, and Noella, the West Coast. And shout-out to the Maniacs. That's all I love to give a shout-out to.
That's what's up, there man.
Yes,
no
out
no
to
music
Maniac.
Request.
That part.
Oh, yes. I know it's Sunday. I'm going to try not to ask for an R&B song.
Nah, it is R&B. You can play R&B today. It's Sunday.
That's
what
it is, man.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So, most definitely, I would love to hear the whispers in the moon.
Oh, shit. Check out Maniac.
Maniac, man, what you trying to do?
Man, he let
her
know
this thing
go down tonight
because
I'm in the mood.
Yeah, he ain't playing no games tonight. DJ Maniac.
In the mood tonight. I'm in the mood
right.
tonight.
Oh, my
God. Not tomorrow.
Got
tonight.
You, Maniac.
Tonight.
That's a good pick.
Get him,
Maniac.
Any of
y'all, too?
Get him.
My man. Shout out to DJ Maniac. Much love, bro. I got you up next, homie.
Much love, Maniac.
Much love, Maniac.
Musical supervisor, what we got?
Uh-oh.
Oh, we got some Peace West. That's that 80s. Remind me of Germany. Take it there.
G-Lou. All night thinking.
Got you, homie.
It's on the list. I thought about
you
when
Sunday.
I put that on the list. I thought about the Norman.
You already know.
How deep is it?
69 from ATL, listen to the G-Loop Show. OG Sunday, Block Talk Radio, G-Loop. Play me something.
Sexual healing, just relax and
so beautiful, don't you agree? This is going out to Hank to the Gangster and his lovely wife. He got a double play coming up. Then we got the announcements. Hank to the Gangster. It's for you, big homie. Yeah, yeah.
Just a hold you.
sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? That's going out to my brother Hank the Gangster. And Hank got a double play coming up. This next one he wants to dedicate to his wife. G. Hank, take the floor, brother.
Look what it looked like. Man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you, bro, man. You already know, man. My wife dedicated a song to me earlier. And so I thought I'd do the same. I thought I'd do the same to her, man. And I want to dedicate you to have a piece of my love. I think that's by God, man. I can't go all the way back, but that verse right there, man. Baby, I love you, baby. To my wife, Alicia Norman, man. You can have a piece of my love. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, yeah.
Of these Sundays.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. y'all. What's up with it? Hey, welcome to the G-Lew Show. Where the G's be doing it at? With your host, the one and only G-Lew. And your co-host, my little bro, Flossy B. And your co-co-host, y'all already know me. This is Mac Elizabeth. I carry the crippling label, and I was banging on you, Vic, ever since you've been seen. And then we got the co-hostess, my sis, beautiful Queen Jane. And we just want to wish y'all, all the ladies out there, you understand me, from the land of Japan, Long Beach to England, we all wishing y'all a happy Valentine's Day. And I got to make a special. Special with, I want to wish my beautiful, gorgeous, my señorita, my barigua, that's my baby, man, my Puerto Rican queen, you understand me, I want to wish her a happy Valentine's, and to my wife, Alicia Norman, y'all know her, man, that's my wife, man, so shout out to y'all, man, happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies, I'm out, y'all know me, Division back of this, I holler at y'all, man.
You take my love and I'm willing. There's no
And now we have Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Man, this music is going to have me saying yes. All this. So listen, we just had Big Hank, who dedicated those beautiful ballads to his wife. So with that being said, you can catch Big Hank. Go meet him in person. He's going to be out tomorrow giving out free food located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. So it's first come, first serve. And you can also, he was speaking on the word, you can get your praise on by attending the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. And if you need some understanding of the Bible from that amazing pastor of his, you can get the Bible study live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12 noon. And that's St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. So check that out. Start tomorrow for your free blessings of food. Check out Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Show, which airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself, with G. Lewis co-hosting. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You can press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. Also, check out My Tribe Rise on IG, Instagram, and check out everything that they have going on. They do some amazing things for the community of Altadena and Pasadena and neighboring cities. And also check out mytriberise.org. West of Heaven Hair Salon at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard. That's Suite 107 in Culver City. She's been in business since 1998. And visit her website, westofheaven.com. Does amazing work. Also, check out Luxury Press by Nisha on IG. She does customized nails, and she's located in Vegas. You can hit her up for your custom nails. And also, Normani Candles on IG. Check them out for their wax melts, room fresheners, and candles. Happy birthday, Kiki. And if you're in need of an amazing experience of a facial in the San Diego area, contact Jamie Cornell on Facebook. Her Facebook page is Glowing Skin by Jamie. The Lot Auto Sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California. Ask for Ted at 562-591-5909. His hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. And if you go down there, just mention Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. Also, if you're into wine, there's a wine tasting social. Kings, if you want to take your queen to New York for something different that's sexy, this is where that's being located, in New York. And it's from 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Complimentary red and white wines with appetizers, and any wine that you taste and you like it, you can purchase that wine at the wine tastery. You can get the tickets at djparty.ticketsleap.com. That's for wine tasting. The 420 West Fest, Thursday, April the 20th at Rio Rancho Event Center, 3001 Civic Center in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Tickets can be purchased through Ticketmaster. You have Ice Cube, Bone Thugs, and Harmony, Warren G, Sugar Free, The Dog Pound, DJ Quick, and The Lunas. So that's going to be the 420 West Fest. Lovers and Friend Fest, Saturday, May the 6th in Las Vegas. Missy Elliott, Mariah Carey, Master P, Blackstreet, and other amazing artists. You can get those tickets at loverandfriendsfest.com. Also, the Long Beach Seafood Festival, which would be Sunday, May the 28th, from 8 o'clock p.m. to 3:30 a.m. That's at the Shoreline Aquatic Park. You can get your tickets at tracking.goldstar.com. The Beyoncé concert, her first stop, is going to be here in Charlotte, North Carolina, August the 9th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Bank of America Stadium, 800 South Mint Street, Tickets can be purchased through StubHub.PRFHN. Check out Skip Skip Transport and Lockout State to State from driveway to driveway. You can contact Dennis Brown at 704-314-7869. Check out our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, the After Hours Oldies Rule Forever tonight. Check them out. That's at 9:30 p.m. West Coast time. Also, check out other YouTube channels, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Urban Realist, and Writer for Life Films, and G Connect, Incredible Javier, and Righteous by Faith. And also follow our family, Kendra Ware, on Instagram. If you have any announcements that you would like to have made, you can contact myself, Queen Gina the G. Lou Show, on IG, or Jean V. Berkeley on Facebook. And Filthy Rich Banana Pudding as well, Gourmet Banana Pudding, founder and owner Tanya Ward. Follow her on IG, and she's always letting you know her pop-up locations. And that will conclude the announcements.
Man, listen here. Listen here, sis, that was another super fantabulous thing. Man, you made me sound like I was really, 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 really important. I was like, damn, she over there talking.
Gee. If you are important, what you mean, make you sound like you are important.
No, you made me sound like I was like looking at, I was listening, I was like, damn, she does that me for real? I'll be doing that shit. another great Queen Jean. Tutorial, whatever, you know what I mean. She get down, man. You do your thing, sis, man. I'm super proud of you, man. You should be a news announcer or something. Yeah.
Thank you, big bro. I'm so humble. You always make me feel great when you give me those compliments. Oh, so man. I thank you so very much. Truly.
Man, and I appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. It's not my job, but that's what I'm supposed to do, man. I'm supposed to lift you up. You my sister, man.
You
cousin Marcy, come on, man. I'm supposed to lift you all up, man. If I don't do it, I'm not doing my job, and I'm going to do my job because I work for God. I don't know what everybody
else
works
for. Amen. Yes, thank you, Queen. Just like he said, you bring the people. Your announcements be very much needed. So, yeah, thank you. You know, on our end, you didn't help us out.
That's right.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Salute to Queen Jean. Of course.
You can't
just stay in the Negro News Network. We
got to
get the real news.
That's what Queen did. Here's right there. That's what Negro News. The Negro News. The Negro News. Next, you got Queen G with the Negro News. You hear that? Top of the hour. We on, man. Top of the Negro News. Oh, my gosh. We on. See, this is why we're the dopest squad on the Blog Talk Radio show. This is the reason why.
For sure, man.
Lord.
Hey, what do you think about that game, bro? You see that All-Star game?
Oh, you know the East won, man. Giannis didn't beat the brakes off.
But
there
ain't no East. It ain't no East, no more West. I like it. It's like Team LeBron or Team, you know.
Right. It's Giannis. Giannis beat the brakes off of LeBron. And LeBron hurt his hand on he was trying to block a dunk and caught his finger in between the rim and the basket and all that. That nigga probably going to be out for a month. But the Lakers did good on the trades, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they did.
I don't know if it's gonna be enough. They did better, but they boosted the team morale. Every time I turn the Laker game on, we be down 24-13, 17-31. I'm like, God. Every time I turn the game on, and then I turn the game on after they got the trade, them niggas was up 24-13, 31-17, and shit like that. I'm like, okay, them niggas switched the game up. And then
they
just
finally replace Russell Westbrook? I'm so sorry, Mr. Hank. Did they get
him
somewhere final?
Yeah, he gonna be with the Clippers. He gonna be playing. Watch how hard that nigga plays with the Clippers. He gonna be dunking on Lakers.
That might not be good. I know, y'all know.
No, I promise
you.
You
know, we ain't been good against the Clippers.
Lakers so hard.
We ain't going to the Clippers. I don't know how long, bro.
He gonna act a fool, man. I promise you that. Watch.
Yeah, you already know.
Man.
Yeah.
Old school Clippers, the sports arena.
Yeah.
When I hear the Clippers, that's what comes to my mind, the sports arena.
That's what it is, y'all.
Norm
that's
Nixon.
Where they was at.
Norm Nixon.
Yep, Norm Nixon. Absolutely.
Norm Nixon was off there yowling.
Uh-oh.
Nixon got him Debbie Allen. That's Debbie Allen's name.
Yeah.
That's some Negro news,
they still together. They still together.
It sounded like Negro news.
They still together.
It was over there on the snow snake.
He still got it going.
Yeah.
That's another season queen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she
yeah,
stayed
shout
with
shout out to Debbie Allen.
Yeah.
Shout out to Debbie. Hey, this
shout
shit don't stop. It's OG
again,
Sunday.
Y'all.
Ice-T getting that star. Ice-T got his star, Hank, on Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's long overdue.
Man, I heard, they gave it to him, man, because he's been on Law & Order for 30 years, 25 years.
Yeah.
I don't think they gave it to him for them pimp albums he was doing, but I think they gave it to him for
Law & Order.
Remember when he had the white girl standing over the bins with her legs wide open? That nigga was crazy. They were like,
yes.
Man, this is
good. Remember that one? I was like, whoa! I even know her name. That was this woman named Darlene.
Darlene
for the win.
I see who's cold with it.
I see who's cold with it. I see came with it.
He got him
on. Man. He jumped in the game quick.
Okay.
With it. He came with that pimping quick. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
like Ice from the start. I like Ice from the start. Free ice tea, free everything.
I don't know about the later Ice tea. I don't remember him later on, but the Ice tea from the start, yeah, he was hard. That nigga was hard. He came with it. He came with it.
Shout out to Ice, man. Tracy.
Yeah, Cole actor in
Tracy.
Law & Order.
Yeah, he did his thing.
Hey, you know your rap game fell off when a nigga say, man, that nigga was a cold actor, though. That nigga was a cold actor. He was a cold actor.
Hey, shut up, man.
Detective Tutiola.
Oh, my God.
Man, that nigga was a cold actor, though. He was a cold actor.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, man.
Even in those colors.
I love it, man.
Oh, man. Okay. Shout out to Ice, man. My guy.
G-Lou, I want to say something, man, before we take a ride, man. I love the vibe, man, on the show, man. I love the vibe. The vibe on the show is hot right now, man. I'm just letting you know the vibe is
hot.
All right, man.
It's hot. It's hot.
Dope squad.
It's hot.
Vibe hot.
Thanks for the motherfucking gangster, man. Block is hot. 914-803. Anyone want to tap in with us? We here. What they doing, and then it's done. Let me see. Let me do it like this right here.
Certain things turn me on.
Yeah. It's a vibe,
man. You might say a word.
I'm gonna let y'all enjoy that.
Enjoy
that.
Shout out to our musical supervisor, Queen
Who is that, Barry White? Is that Barry White?
Yes, sir.
Just the way you're standing there right now.
God damn, these niggas is cold. Where you get that one from?
Really look good to me, baby.
That's off of Queen's playlist.
Hey, Queen, no wonder you be having all them niggas calling in, maniacs calling in. You cold, nigga. That's what it is. Oh, my God.
And your baby.
Oh,
dear. We'll
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree?
Love me too. Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I took up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program. The G. Lou Show presents OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G Lou Show OG Sundays thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93 Tweet FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G Lou, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
we do.
yay. That's how we gonna end it right there. We got a few minutes left. So I'm gonna bring back in my co-host, Queen Jean, Big Hank to the Gangster, and cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac. Whew. Talk to me.
Wow. All right, man.
My fault.
Okay. There we go. There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Queen
Jean.
Great
show. Great show. Hey, hey, hey. I'm going to go look. Peace and love to everybody. It was a great show. Love the vibe. Everybody who vibed out with us, chilled with us. We appreciate you being here with us. It's a new week that's coming up. So take this scripture with you throughout the week. Hope means that we must trust and wait for what is still unseen. And that's Romans 8:24. That
man,
stay with
man.
Me.
Man, she's quoting scriptures, man. That's almost, man, that's cold, man. You all right, Queen Jean. You cold, quoting scriptures. On
inspired.
That's
inspired.
What I'm talking about.
You know
what
I'm
that's
saying? What
I'm about.
Yeah, inspired.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to start giving out some scriptures because we all need the word. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we just need to know. Yeah, so, and with you coming on here Sundays and telling us what you're pastor spoke about, that's inspiration. I think we should give out scriptures. So that's
thank
a good one
you,
just to take with you throughout the week, you know, because it's unseen. Unseen.
Yes,
but
that's
it,
right.
Yeah.
So that's faith. That's faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's faith. Unseen, you hoping for what's unseen. That's faith. You dig what I'm saying? That's called faith. Yeah, that's faith.
Absolutely. Amen. So peace and love to everyone. Have a blessed week, and I love you guys. And Ashe.
God bless you, Queen.
Ashe, Queen Jean, y'all.
That's right, Queen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Man, let me get up out of here, man. Let me jump in, man. Queen quoted a scripture, man, so I'm going to quote one, man. I'm going to take y'all to Galatians 6:7. All right, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap it. And when God put that on me, man, he laid that on me like 2 years ago, man. I had went through a fast, and I was trying to find something. He said, hey, this is what I need you to know, though. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. And I'm talking about the good and the bad. You hear me? You got to get it back. It's part of life. Whenever you dog homeboy out, you remember that? You know, okay, remember when you dog homeboy out? Remember when you dog homegirl out? That you got to get that back. Remember when you told the lie to such and such and such and such? You got to get that back. But now it's also the good, too. Remember when you gave the lady that wasn't, she was hungry, helped her out, came, asked you for something, remember your cousin asked you for some money, you get all that back. So whatever you sow, you got to get that back. So now what I started doing, because I had a whole lot of bad, man, I had dogs, so many, oh, man, God, I hate even thinking about it. But now I don't sow nothing but good, but now I had to, that bad had to still come up. It still had to come up, you know what I mean? So now, man, I'm at so much peace. I don't get too much bad no more because some of this shit still haven't came up. You know what I'm saying? It still got to come up. There's still some bad I done did. You know what I'm saying? I still be tripping. Man, I ain't perfect. And, you know, it's not one perfect person but Jesus. He the only one that did it the right way. And so you just got to – my thing to everybody, man, on the G-Lou show, man, that's listening from the land of Japan, from Long Beach to England, man, we love y'all, man, but y'all got to live life like God is watching because he is.
Mm.
He watching you. He watching you do all whatever you're doing. He writing, he putting it down in the book. You in the book, and he writing everything down.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Man, listen.
Wow.
You have to deal with that. You have to deal with that. So get you some good up there, too, so you don't just – so you just don't get all bad. And you, I don't know who getting crowns and all that stuff, but I want to robe and all. I want my stuff to be. I want to be up there where everybody else at. I don't want to be.
We want to be fly.
Right. I don't want to be at the gate. At the gate, letting people in, man. Hey, oh, pull the gate up, man. Here they come again. I want to be back there where everybody else at, man. I don't want to be just barely getting in.
Don't want to be turned away.
No, I believe. So I ain't got no way I could be turned away, because all we got to do is believe.
Absolutely.
He said, blessed are those that seen and believe, but blessed are those that didn't see, because we didn't see it, but we still believe. We the ones.
Absolutely.
We the ones, because it's something that
Absolutely.
Saw everything. It's something that saw everything, and ain't no way they can't believe. They saw when it went dark for all them hours, and when he was on the cross, and he said, man, forgive them, for they don't not know what they do. They saw all that. It's something that saw it, so they got to believe. But us, all we did was read it and felt it. Oh, man, I know that happened. I know that's true. I know, and we believe. So blessed are those that believe
Absolutely.
And didn't see. And that's us, man. I love y'all, man. It's the deacon, man. Hank Norman, man. It's me.
Hank Norman, y'all.
Hey, man.
The deacon.
Yeah.
Love y'all, man. Love y'all.
Got my notebook.
Get up in there, Marcy.
Come on.
Y'all dropping jewels. I got 30 seconds, man. Amen. I say, Queen, you dropped them. I wrote that down. That Romans. You want that mansion robe and crown sound like Hank. But just a great show, man. Y'all made my stomach hurt from laughing. That's all good. And just thank you again. Thank you, D-Lu fam. Thank you, Queen. Oh, yes.
Four.
Stay out of way. And Big Hank, so glad you're back. So, yeah.
Good times.
Have a great week to everyone.
Y'all
Make
too.
Man.
Great.
Ashe.
Ashe. As Queen would say, I'm going to tell you like I tell y'all every week. Since it's another week before I see y'all, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week.
W-E-A-K. Give it to him,
D-Lo. And make you weak.
Yeah,
and also, I'm going to leave
powerful.
You with this. I'm not going to read it out,
that's
but I'm going to leave y'all with this. Y'all can go check it out. Say this before you go to sleep or when you wake up. Talk to him like this, Matthew 6:9-13. And if you know, you already know. That's the Lord's Prayer. And we out of here, y'all. We love y'all.
Yep.
OG Sunday, Baptist, Snow Rider, OG, G-Lu, Hank.
You got to go last every time now, G-Lu. You messed up. You got to go last every time now.
Yep.
One love, y'all.
You're putting us to sleep with a gym,
Yeah, with the gym.
DJ
Let me go say my prayers. Going to say my prayers right now, G-Lu. Good looking.
That part.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Kiera and Sister Tina. DJ Maniac, thank you for hanging out with us. DJ Maniac,
thank you, Maniac.
Maniac, man, I know you're in the mood, Yak. Over there in the mood.
Beats for the street.
Feeling that residue. Hey, it was a great show, you guys. Love you all.
Love y'all too.
We out, y'all. Peace and love. See y'all next time. Peace.
What are they doing it at?